Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashthaya Bhutale Shimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharne Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarne Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Another joyful festival is finished. Festival means it should be joyful. Krishna consciousness is joyful. Krishna conscious festivals should be joyful. There can be other festivals which are not specifically joyful, just like a film festival is not necessarily joyful. But in Krishna consciousness, festival means joyful. Such festivals as this one, this is a relatively small one within our movement, have become a staple part of our movement. It's one of the things we do. We didn't used to do it. It's a good thing that we do it. This kind of getting together, devotees, sometimes these are called retreats. I know Manidhar Prabhu doesn't like that word retreat, because he's more in the mood of attack. Go out and Krishna consciousness. Where did you experience Krishna? In a shopping center, distributing the books. So, this has become a standard part of our movement, which is good and should continue. But I'm thinking we need to get out more also. We need to get our message out to the public. We have many preaching programs, of which the distribution of Srila Prabhupada's books is or should be the foremost in the preaching mission of Srila Prabhupada. Harinam Sankirtan festivals, such as Rath Yatras and many other festivals. There are many ways in which our devotees are going out and reaching the public, and that should go on and should be increased. But I'm also considering that one feature of our movement which we need to increase or revive is actually speaking our message in public. The public, if they know of our movement at all, they don't know what our message is. If we ask people what is the message of the Hare Krishna movement, if there was a survey, not that there's that likely to be, but I guess we could conduct one ourselves. Well, people might vaguely know that it's something Indian and vegetarian, but what actually is our message? We have such a vital message. Srila Prabhupada came and to bring Gauravani, the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to the Western world to defeat impersonalism and voidism. And Srila Prabhupada, he himself met with many scholars, intellectuals, leaders, cultural leaders. Cultural leaders means pop singers. People who wrote books, MPs. He met with the members of parliament. He met with the local policeman in Lechmore Heath, where Bhaktivedanta Manor is. And he had many public programs in halls where he would speak, invite the public and speak the message of Krishna consciousness and how it applies in everyone's individual life, and in it should be the way of life of the people. How does Krishna consciousness apply to the whole society? So Srila Prabhupada, he also, among his disciples, he trained them how to meet different atheistic, materialistic, pseudo-religious arguments and defeat them. That was the word Srila Prabhupada used. He wasn't so much concerned with harmonizing various beliefs as defeating wrong beliefs. He had a series of interviews in which he discussed prominent philosophers of the Western world and how they've shaped the thought patterns of the Western psyche, and he would point out the defects and the positive points within them, and bringing out the positive points and bringing them to their perfection in Krishna consciousness. Although he didn't really have much to say very good about any of them except Socrates and Jung. So Srila Prabhupada, he had a mission to change the world by Krishna consciousness, and that his transmitting the message of Krishna consciousness that had many facets, cultural, philosophical, educational, maybe we could group them into two major fields which are not separate from each other, cultural and philosophical. So Srila Prabhupada was convinced that Krishna consciousness is the solution to all problems, individual and social. And to be a disciple of Srila Prabhupada, directly or in disciplic succession, means that we should also be convinced, and that Krishna consciousness is the primeness, or the really the only necessity for humankind. So it's nice that we come together and share our Krishna consciousness, our practice together, and chant and dance and discuss philosophy. But we really need to get it out to the public. It's not just among ourselves. It's not our private affair. It's meant for everyone. So I'm just saying this. I know most of you are householders, busy doing jobs, or working in some way or other, and most of your attention goes in maintaining your families and then maintaining your Krishna consciousness. But anyway, we should speak it. There's a need. We should speak it. Plant some seeds of ideas and see what you can do. I know devotees in Zadar from time to time arrange public programs. Devotees in Brno, do you arrange public programs? Not much. You're mostly focused on Harinam and book distribution, which are also public programs, but a different approach like this. Here in Croatia, a major part of the preaching over the many years that Krishna consciousness has been preached here openly has been public programs in various cities and towns.
That was the first thing in our master plan. Mm-hmm. All the temples were supposed to do public programs.
Lots of public programs, yeah. There are many towns, and people come. People come to the it takes a lot of organization, but people come, and we can just have a straight-on Hare Krishna program. Chant Hare Krishna, speak the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. We are not the body. We're suffering birth after birth because of identification with the body. We all have our eternal, blissful, happy relationship. We're all seeking that happiness. That happiness is with Krishna, who is the supreme happy personality of God. We can speak it. People will come. They'll listen. They'll be enlightened. And also, other ways also to get it out through the newspaper, TV. Nowadays, there are local TVs. Must be in Croatia also, I presume. So there's a lot of scope for that. So I'm just giving some idea that this festival should not just be coming together for 1 year, but for inspiring us to share Krishna consciousness with others. And like that, prasadam distribution festivals, public Harinam Sankirtan, book distribution of Srila Prabhupada's books. But this is another avenue that I'm feeling, not just here in Croatia, but throughout the world, that it seems to be one aspect of our movement which has gone down somewhat. So, all right, there's my thoughts.